Okay, well, let's put it this way. The Bible warns of times when people, they're not going to listen to sound doctrine anymore. Instead, they just want whatever is going to tickle their ears, or sermons aren't going to be much more than good moral lessons. And we actually see that happening in a lot of our churches, you know, across North America right now. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 through 4, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. And then verse 3, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears are wanting to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And we actually see this happening in a lot of churches. And so this is what Paul warned about, and you know, we're seeing it come to light. So stay true to sound doctrine. Don't get, you know, don't start changing the Bible to fit, you know, what's happening in society. That seems to be a danger as to what's happening in churches nowadays is, well, we're just going to make this, you know, change us just a little bit here just because we want to be more a little, you know, politically correct or whatever. And yeah. It's like, well, no, you stick with what the Bible says. You don't change God's word.
I know.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been thinking about this too, my friend. You know, and just on the other side of things as well, where it's like, I think people can take things from God's word and like they read a verse and then they miss the context.
Yes, that's a huge thing as well.
You know, because it swings both ways. So yeah. Let us be people who are getting into the word, discerning too. And then even just, I don't think there's anything wrong too with just bringing things before God before we start speaking them out, you know?
Yep. Yeah, and you mentioned a key point right there when it comes to finding out what a passage actually says. Don't just pick and, you know, choose a verse here and there. That's a big danger. You have to pick it in context.
Yeah.
You know, the context of the chapter, the context of the book, and then the context of the whole Bible. You know, is it going to say consistently what the Bible wants it to say? Or, you know, if you just take it out of context, is it going to say something that, you know, conflicts with the rest of scripture.
There you go. Interesting times to be alive, but if we stay vigilant, I 100% know we're going to make it.